A Hairy Approach, written and narrated, as well as sound produced by MJ. Chapter 1, Bantu Knot. It was a lazy kind of Saturday. The kind of day where everything happens in slow motion. The pit-pat-patters of rain hitting the rooftop, creating beautiful music, rocked Jasula back to sleep. As much as she hated to admit it, these were the days she wished she had a man next to her. Loving on her, feeding her. But she had to make the best of days like these. After waking up from her second snooze of the day, it was still rainy. She ordered delivery for some guyo and an extra helping of pickles. Being a frequent customer, Jasula knew delivery would be at her place in 2 hours, give or take. She got up from her gray suede couch. Oh, how long have I been out? She asked herself as she slowly rotated her arms. On the way to the door, Jasula made a pit stop to her coat hanger. She rummaged through the jacket. "1 minute, please." Found it, the $10 she purposely left the night before. She always felt compelled to overcompensate for her shortcomings, i.e. her limited Creole vocabulary. Bonsoir. Pierre was unimpressed. Allô was the only thing he said after he handed over the bagged food. His stone-looked expression said it all. In exchange for the food, Pierre received the lovely tip. "Have a good night?" Jasula tried so hard to recover from the sheer embarrassment of what was happening. She rushed right back in her place. "Could have been worse," she mumbled under her breath. After devouring every shred of the food, Jasula felt much better. She always told herself, a full belly means a full mind. She grabbed her pen and notepad from the coffee table. After 5 years in social work and pushing 30, she decided one day it was now or never. So she did what anyone experiencing waves of uncertainty did. She quit her job, with 20K in her savings. She called it quits. She chucked them deuces up and said, "Bye, you ain't seeing me here no more." The next morning, after lying in bed for some time, the realization of not rushing to get out the house hit her. She exhaled the mix of emotions, the fear, the unknown, and overall negativity, and inhaled clarity, purpose, reason, and more. That was the day she decided she wanted to become an author. Yes, child, an author. The one occupation almost everybody and their mama wanted to be. Jasula Jean-Baptiste. She wanted her name on a book. She pictured it then, but now, a year later, that picture was beginning to fade. And here she was on the secondhand couch with a secondhand notepad and a permanently barred pen from her ex-employer. She had nothing to show for it. No scratched out ideas, no doodles, nada. Cousin TT, who's a literary agent, by the way, made an exception for her younger cousin. All Jasula needed was to produce 100 pages and Cousin TT would consider taking her on as a client. This was in fact a big deal. 95% of her clientele went on to become bestsellers and have their novels turn into 7-figure movie deals. But, Lasai, the life of a creative. Jasula just couldn't turn on her ideas like a faucet. She needed to experience something, be inspired. That was it. She had been stuck in her place, fearing venturing out for the past couple of days. She barely remembered the last time the sun touched her rich dark skin, and Jasula needed to fix that ASAP. Standing in front of Cafe Away, Jasula decided this was the scenery she needed. In a pale pink flowy dress and white slip-ons, her natural hair was pulled in a low bun. Along with her purple tote bag, she marched into the quaint cafe. She had only been there one time before, and oh, it was a plant lover's dream. Snake plants, peace lilies, ferns, ivies, it felt cozy and safe. The yellows and blues and hand-knotted rugs was just a cherry on top for the bohemian aesthetic. Jasula found a nice little nook in the corner of the place. She pulled out the notepad and pen from her tote bag. Okay, talk to me, talk to me. The constant repetition towards the blank piece of paper would have had anyone looking concerned. You a writer? It was pure, uncomfortable silence. Ma'am.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Hello? Anybody in there?
Oh, goodness, Lord. I hope she ain't having no moment or something. Jesus.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Hello?
Jasula snapped her head up after the fourth or fifth ma'am. I'm so sorry. Kind of got lost there. Oh, God, she was doing that weird laugh thing. You know the laugh where you're embarrassed, but you're trying to play cool, but for some reason you can't stop? That's exactly what she was doing, child. Jesus. Okay. The cashier, whose name tag read Marigold, regretted coming over. You know what? You seem a bit busy. I'm just going to go ahead over there. She pointed to behind the counter. If you need any tea or sandwiches, you can just walk on up to the register. Marigold, in her amber-colored afro, swiftly turned around. This wasn't the first time Jasula was being herself, unfortunately, but she had no time to replay that scene over and over again. She shook her head, releasing her mind from the shackles of the still shot she created from that moment. It was time to get to work. Time flew by, and Jasula wrote feverishly. The concept, the outline, the chapter's names, it was all piecing together nicely. Marigold decided to give this eccentric woman in her cafe another chance. Plus, she needed a sell today. Something. Anything to lift her spirits. She was 6 months behind on rent, and even though Mr. Romero, her landlord, made a deal with her to pay half in 2 months and the rest towards the end of the year, there was no way she could come up with $5,000. Okay, here we go. Marigold slowed her pace while walking towards the woman. It appeared she was deep in thought again as she was concentrating on whatever she was writing about. Maybe this was a bad idea. Marigold proceeded to back away, but ooh, too late. That lady looked up. Now she began to stammer over her words. Okay, let's take this from the top. I wanted to see if you needed anything since you've been here for hours. Just figured you were hungry or something. Now was the perfect time for Jasula to redeem herself. Go big or go home, girl. She took a deep breath. Yeah, what's the special for the day? That question perked Marigold right up. It had been ages since a customer asked that. Well, for today, I've got good old gumbo. Jasula was a bit surprised. She just figured since it was a cafe, they sold petite and cutesy food. Gumbo was not what she needed right now. She was still full from this morning, but she couldn't say no. I'll get some gumbo and water, please. Marigold couldn't contain herself. It'll be right up. She giddily rushed to the back to get her order started. After some time, Marigold arrived to the table with a steaming bowl of gumbo, a cup, and a pitcher of water. Jasula moved her things to the side while Marigold placed everything on the table. Enjoy! Jasula's nose couldn't resist the aroma tantalizing her nostrils, the seasonings that were singular but now jumbled together, creating a symphony of unique smells. Okay, just one bite. The spoon darted straight to her mouth, and once the food rested on Jasula's tongue, it was over. It tastes like dancing in the streets of New Orleans during Mardi Gras, like grandma giving you that hug you didn't know you need but thankful you got. It felt like home. Jasula cocked her head back, and with her eyes closed, she tried to savor every moment. And when she finally leaned her head forward and opened her eyes, she saw Marigold staring at her. It's really good. You think so? Once again, Marigold emerged from behind the register. She sat opposite from Jasula at this point. Thanks. What you working on? Jasula didn't expect her to be so forward. She was hesitant. I mean, she ain't want nobody stealing her idea. But she figured, why not? Maybe Marigold would let her know if this was a great concept or not. So it's mostly centered around what hairstyles attract different type of men. She failed to mention the part where in this experiment, she was also expecting a possible relationship out of it as well. I plan on downloading a couple of apps, change my photo out every time I get a new style, then I just wait for them to come. Jasula waited for Marigold's reaction. I think I have an idea. I help you and you help me. Let my place be your hub. Bring your dates here. You'll feel safe and they can spend some of their coins in my cafe. Lord knows I need it. It wasn't a bad idea. I mean, at this point, it was the only idea. And Jasula needed to live a little. Okay, is all she said. Okay. Oh, okay. Marigold was stunned at first, but her excitement took over. Maybe she finally had a chance for things to turn around. Jasula wasted no minutes. She was finally back at her place. There was no time to diddle daddle. Before she left, Marigold helped her choose 3 dating apps. You had Me at Noir, a black dating site. Then there was Humble, pretty much a bunch of introverts on an app who were too scared to swipe right. And then there was A Love So True, the number one dating app. This all had better been worth it because Jasula was spending a pretty penny. Right, there was no time to waste. She had to get things started. In the bathroom, Jasula meticulously placed her hair products on the bathroom counter. She had her 24-hour edge control near the edge of the sink, the gel on the left side of the faucet, while the black rubber bands were on the other side. Her Cuban hair twists were all separated in the shallow sink. With a whole lot of help from YouTube and TikTok tutorials, she was ready to go. She first lightly misted her hair by using a hairspray bottle. Then, with her rat tail comb, Jasula parted her hair into different sizes. And one by one, she took each part and proceeded to lather layers of gel before slapping on a heap of edge control. The hair was extremely thick, so the rubber bands were touch and go for a bit. She grabbed some of the separated hair and intertwined it with her natural hair. After twisting the combined hairs, Jasula tucked the ends and secured it with a lot of bobby pins. She did this multiple times, and each time her arms became weaker. She wasn't a fan of her reflection. She did her edges, but it didn't matter. Nothing could hide her forehead, an insecurity she's dealt with most of her life. This was deeper than hairdo, and she knew it. Homegirl needed therapy, but there was no room in Jasula's tight budget for that now. Oh, but there was no time to get in tune with her emotions, and Jasula dabbed her eyes with a hand towel. She sucked at makeup, so she just reached for some clear lip gloss and mascara from the medicine cabinet. Now, in her bedroom, she opted for a simple black tank top and mom jeans. She plugged in her sunset lamp, a product she deeply regretted purchasing, but nonetheless, she had a vision. Jasula propped up the lamp. She was going for a dewy, glowed fairy who just woke up. The photos turned out to look half as that, but it was good enough to upload. It's been days and it's all trash. Marigold placed a BLT sandwich in front of her new friend while she rambled on about the dating scene. It was nothing but perverts and fetishizers in my messages. Maybe this was a bad idea. Her slumped shoulders and melancholy face made Marigold pity her. You just gotta give it some time. Time? Yeah, I'm a little short on that. Jasula dug into the sandwich and oh my goodness. What couldn't Marigold make? Was that a hint of honey Jasula tasted? Whatever it was, it made her forget all about her dilemma, even if for a second. Pull up one of your profiles. Jasula snapped out of it. and reluctantly obliged. She pulled out her phone from her tote bag. She pulled up You Had Me at Noir's app and handed it over to Marigold. Okay, about me. Think of me as an assortment of books or flowers. You have to pick one and read it to understand it better. Marigold refused to stifle her laugh. Girl, I know this ain't your bio. Jasula was taken aback. It gives mystery. It gives you wanting more. Who is she? Who isn't she? No, all it gives is headaches and confusion. Men are simple and you're over here making them read? You sure are lucky you got me as a friend. Okay, and just this and that. And there we go. We are done. Jasula nervously received her phone back and her mouth dropped. In the what I'm looking for section, it stated, take me out and I'll let you know. She scrolled further down and noticed Marigold added a plethora of pictures that were only private to Jasula's eyes. Marigold, you want a good catch? Then baby, you gotta have some good ass bait. Marigold said matter-of-factly, these are for my eyes and my eyes only. You had no business posting these. Marigold rolled her eyes. She was not sympathetic at all. They're not even provocative. You just don't look like a granny like you do now. Jasula wore her seashell-colored tortoise glasses, a long beige cardigan, a plain black tee with green cargo pants, and her white slip-ons. She appeared cozy. Well, excuse me if I prefer comfort over style. Look, I just want you to accomplish this outlandish goal of yours, okay? We got a lot of work to do. So the two went through the dating apps and concluded to the three who was as good as it got. She arranged for the dates to happen on the same day. Marigold happily agreed to open her business a little bit early just to watch the dumpster fire unfold in front of her. The day was Friday. All of the men agreed to meet at the cafe. Hakeem arrived at 10:30 a.m. in front of the establishment where he met Jasula. He wore a kente shirt, light blue jeans, and some black and white sneakers. His bald head glistened under the heat of the sun. His beard was full and moisturized. His brown skin looked smooth. This man took care of himself. Jasula didn't really know how to take that. I mean, she felt too underdressed. Yeah, she razzled up her feel with some gold hoop earrings, but it wasn't enough. Yet again, she paired her white slip-ons with a yellow sundress. Jasula, right? His voice deep and alluring. Yeah, and you must be Hakeem? Indeed I am. He opened the door for her, and she made a mental note of that. Marigold greeted them, and the pair sat next to a window near the front. You look really nice. Her smile spread from one ear to the other. So, I saw that you're an engineer at a tech company. Although there was a spurt of empty silence, Jasula wanted to get started. I mean, she did have two more dates in the day. Yeah, long hours, but it's worth it. We're actually coming up with a new design. Can't really talk about it though, but the job leaves me with little to no social life. Well, if that's the case, then why the dating sites? I mean, I love to see a pretty face every now and then. Jasula didn't know how to take that comment, so she just smiled. So, what do you look for in a partner? And oh, how she regretted asking that question. Hakeem went on and on about his accolades and accomplishments. 10 minutes. You know what they could have done otherwise? Don't worry, you ain't got to think, because old girl got a list. They could have ate Marigold's bomb-ass food. Hakeem could have asked more about her. Shit, Jasula would have been overjoyed to count and recount every single towel on the floor. She just couldn't take it anymore. Jasula ushered Marigold over. Where's the ladies' room? Marigold pointed her finger down a narrow, dim-lit hall. Could you just show me? Finally, Marigold picked up the very subtle cues Jasula was giving. They ended up in the very tiny restroom. Her excitement could not be contained. Ooh, girl, he is fine. She took Jasula's long silence as concern. What, you don't like him? The two women were facing each other, but after that question, Jasula turned to face the mirror. It's not that I don't like him, it just maybe he's not for me. He barely asked me any questions, and every time I spoke, he kept butting in. Well, when you think you gonna order? Marigold. Girl, you know I'm just trying to cheer you up. Marigold grabbed Jasula's shoulders from behind and spoke to her through the mirror. Look, you don't have to finish this date. Thanks, Marigold. She was grateful for her. Grateful for this budding friendship that Jasula knew in fact would bloom into a beautiful bed of yellow roses and heaping sides of two people finding compassion, trust, and honesty in one another. The two women had their brief but needed moment, and now it was time to get to work. I could say my period started. Marigold scoffed. Child, that don't scare them nowadays. Well, what about some relative dying? Marigold's eyes widened. Oh no, honey. I don't play with the spirits like that, real or fake. Ooh, I got it. You have some big time meeting and it's a meeting of a lifetime. And if you don't take this call, then you'll never get the opportunity again. That struck Jasula for a moment because it just hit too close to home. This was fake, a lie, but what if this lie never becomes reality? What if she doesn't get that big time call from her cousin? Hello. Jasula snapped back from her trance. She apologized. I was very deep in thought. Well, you can deep in thought some other time, okay? We need to get him out of here, but make sure he tip. Speed walking back to the table, she spoke loud enough for Hakeem to hear. Yes, I will for sure. Now? Yes, of course. Jasula hung up on that imaginary phone call. She took a step towards the table. Sorry, I have a meeting of a lifetime and I can't miss it. A possible movie deal. She refused to let Hakeem get a word in. Well, have to go. Okay, toodle. She scurried out of the cafe. You would have thought she was running for her life. But Jasula finally made it home. She needed to freshen up because in about an hour, she's going to go back to do it all over again. This time around, she opted for a black slip dress, velvet black pumps, some eyeshadow, and deep red lipstick. This outfit was topped off with some gold huge hoop earrings and a small golden cross necklace. Back inside the cafe. Hello? Marigold's head peeked out. Girl, let me tell you about Mr. I'm the best at everything. Tell me why right after you left, he tried to put the moves on me. Child, when I tell you disgusted wasn't even the word. But he left me a good tip, so I have to put the paws on him. Marigold stepped back to take a better look at her new friend. Simple but nice. I like. Thanks. So, who's the next guy? Jasula sat on one of the three bar stools at the cafe's counter. He's some guy who's more than likely a catfish. He's just too good looking to be true. She pulled up his profile from Humble's app. Amin was his name. 6'2 on a good day. Due to unpopular belief, I'm a quiet, shy individual who tends to keep to myself a lot. That was his bio. That was it. He had only one picture. A toothy grin, almond-shaped eyes, and a chin you could cut a blade of grass with. Well, I mean, he's fine. But maybe he's just not a catfish. That was Marigold's attempt at being positive about this whole new guy. The two turned around and my God. Hey, I hope I'm in the right place. Standing before them was a man. A man who was 6'2 on a good day. The way the lighting was hitting the baby oil shining over his dark skin, their eyes kept climbing up to this chiseled man, his brown loafers and his khaki pants not even attempting to hide his bulge. Sweet baby Jesus. He had on a Hawaiian shirt, two buttons, just two, enough to leave the mind wandering. They settled on his face with a mixed feature of Morris Chestnut and Denzel Washington. This man hit the jackpot of good looks. He flashed that toothy grin and Marigold let out a whimper. Well, hello. Please have a seat wherever you like, and when you're ready to order, just ring this bell. They settled for a table in the center of the cafe. I mean, right? I was afraid you weren't real, but here you are. He fidgeted in his seat, looking everywhere but in Jasula's direction. Some time passed, and Jasula refused to start the conversation. This was a waste, a dud, she thought to herself. Look, I know I'm being all weird, but I haven't dated in a while, and you're just so beautiful. What game was he pulling here? I got out of a 7-year relationship a couple of months ago, and it messed me up pretty bad. Still does now. I've always kept to myself and from everyone after the breakup. I figured I'd take baby steps. Oh, no. This was bad. Jasula's hearts were beating mighty fast. The heart in her chest and the heart down the rest. This could not be possible. It was too early. But the more Amin kept talking, she became even more entranced. He even asked about her. What music does she like? Is she close to her parents? Was the bar deeper than hell? Am I this easy? That question kept popping up throughout the date in her head. But he made her laugh and giggle and blush. And next thing Jasula knew, they were back at her place. He asked if he could kiss her. She said yes. His lips were full and devoured hers. He was gentle. Amin caressed the nape of her back and... Wait. Then she gave this whole spiel about how she usually doesn't do this and blah, blah, blah. Amin genuinely understood, or at least he looked like he did. I can go if you'd like. But she didn't. Her bed was empty, and deep down in the loins of her soul, Jasula wanted Amin's big muscular arms wrapped around her. Come in, she whispered. Marigold's current sales, $300 out of 5,000. I'm not a big fan of fear. Least favorite emotion. I know that it's needed, I guess, for self-defense mechanism in a way. I don't know. But I cannot stand fear. Fear prevents you from achieving a simple task, let alone a significant goal. Hey, I'm MJ. I like to eat, sleep, and mind my own business on the comforts of a home I don't own. And I am the writer, the narrator, sound producer with the help of soundtrap.com, which is not sponsored. But hey, if you want to hit me up, sponsor me, I'll be more than happy. But I'm also the creator of What I Wish I Wrote podcast. So yeah, fear is this weird thing. And in a sense, I guess you can see it throughout the chapter or hear it throughout the chapter, where Jasula was so scared for so long to go out there and go after her dreams, where she kind of, in a sense, held everything in and then just one day just snapped, right? And she snapped whereas she quit her job. And yes, she had a cushion. But some people would view it differently. Some people would look at Jasula and see that she was reckless, right? You let fear take over and look at the consequences of your actions. You quit. You didn't even try to get a job aligned. I mean, 20K isn't enough. Look how you're spending. You're spending your money on food. You live alone, which is another indicator. Your rent is possibly outrageously high. So it's a lot of factors there. And some may view her actions as, hey, good on you. You took this leap. You let go of, or you pushed fear out the way, or you shoved it into a box and you said, no, you're no longer going to dictate my life. I am. And so essentially that's what she does. And eventually you hear her like blossom, kind of, I guess, metamorphosize, if that's a word, into something
different. She takes a leap of faith. She tries this experiment and boom, you know, she's not used to this. She doesn't go out that much. She's very strict on herself. She's very reserved. But now you're seeing her. Oh, she's going on these dates. And mind you, the second date, she ends up doing something she never thought or imagined that she would do. But there she goes. And she sounds like she enjoys it, right? But anyways, I started What I Wish I Wrote podcast because I actually did two other podcasts, which I just stopped doing for some reason. And I just don't want to live with a regret or any regrets when it comes to my creative side and putting it out there. I have this thing, right? I fear a lot of things, and a couple of things that I fear is that for whatever reason I feel like people are going to judge me. People are going to come out the woodworks and be like, hey, she's an a-hole, or don't listen to her stuff. And I think I'm just first I had to realize ain't nobody checking for me, right? And I'm just projecting, probably, or more than likely I am. And also I just have this fear that, I don't know, it'll just be a waste of time. But I had to change my mindset, and I had to let go of fear and just put it out there because I'm 30. I wasted my 20s not working on my creative stuff, not putting it out there to even give it a chance. And I don't want to do that with my 30s. And the older I get, it's like, okay, I need to change it. I need to do something about this, right? So yeah, I hope this encourages someone who's afraid to put their work out there to do it, because you never know what can or what may happen, you know? And I thank y'all for listening. 32 minutes or 32 minutes plus is a lot. It's a long time for someone to listen to a podcast episode. So thank you. I am excited to put chapter 2 out next week. And me and my characters will be talking to you soon. Bye.